Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Jeff Neidiger is in our studio. You probably don't know his last name because on the radio he goes by Jeff Buys Your House. So is Buy Your House your last name?
I probably should be at this point.
you might as well change it,
It's
Jeff.
A little bit easier than Neidiger, but yeah, it's Jeff Buys Your House. Happy to be here. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, happy 4th of July weekend in advance to you. By the way, who are the people that you brought in with you there?
My lovely ladies here, my daughters, Olivia and Autumn, are here with me, and they're super excited, as you can tell.
I think they are. They're smiling.
Yes,
they're lovely
they are.
Ladies. Are you taking them out to lunch afterwards?
We've gone to breakfast. We've gone to lunch. We've picked the hottest day to come downtown, but I said, welcome to July in Chicago. What else do you expect? Come on.
So you're doing our city, huh?
Doing it.
Well, where is your business? Jeff Buys Your House is the business that we advertise, that you advertise, which says that they'll buy your house. Is it in Chicago? Is it in the suburbs? Where are you working?
We're in the far suburbs. So if you get on, I-80 would be easy, but I guess if you get on 290 and go to 88 all the way to Sugar Grove, just south of there's a little town called Yorkville, and you'll find our offices. You know where those are at, in Kendall County. But we've been out there going on 20 years now, but we do buy all over the Chicagoland, so we've got our vehicles all over. You'll see the little Jeff Buys Your House cars running around to different appointments.
And what happens at the appointment?
Appointment, you call us, we come out when it's good time for you. We'll talk mostly about what you want to do next. And then, of course, we need to talk about the house. You had us out there to get a price quote and kind of get an idea of what it might look like. And most important, I think, is to discuss that, to discuss what you want next. And we talked about the time frame. Not everybody wants to close next week. Some people want to close in 2 weeks, in 4 weeks, in 9 weeks. They want to close in 6 months. Now, we try and do our best to accommodate, but that is some of the speed and convenience factor, is you get a little bit of control over that closing date as opposed to me moving in with my family and needing it by school, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right. So you come out, you eyeball the property, and then you've got to have a good sense of what that property is worth. What is a fair price?
Yeah, we do our homework, of course. We do have the benefit of 20 years of knowing the real estate market, at least locally. I don't know if we'd be as good as in Des Moines, but we're good in the Chicagoland area of kind of getting an idea, because we buy so many and sell so many. We have a pretty good idea of what the market needs, and we're hopefully, it's an obligation offer, right? So if we come out and we miss the mark for some reason, hopefully you'll be educated a little more and know that we're an integrity brand. And
well, you're a big buyer, but then you become a big seller then too.
Big seller, which again helps us understand where the market's
at. Where the market
is,
exactly. Yeah. Well, the commercial also says Jeff's a good listener. And then we say that's something you learned in the military. What was your military service?
Yeah, so right out of high school, I was in basic training, going into to a different combat school. And that's when the September 11th attacks happened, 2001.
You enlisted before 9/11?
Yeah, it was in June 6th, D-Day, 2001.
You didn't imagine coming out of high school or whatever that you were going to be a businessman. You were going to do military service.
Do military service. I figured that was a great, you know what, growing up in small town Iowa, they painted a picture, the Army painted a picture in my mind of getting out and exploring the world. And I'm a high adventure guy. People that know me well know that I like to travel and get out. And I did. You know, I got to go to Fort Lewis, Washington, where Sarah and I lived. We got married.
You got to go to Afghanistan too, didn't you?
I got to go to Iraq as the first round of troops deployed in March 2003. And then I came back, was getting ready to go to Army Ranger School, was not able to. And they said, you're not going anywhere. You're actually taking your platoon to Afghanistan. So I spent about 2.5 years deployed.
What was your job in the military then?
Yeah, they call it combat engineer. So think of like someone that can build things, but also can blow them up. So we did a little bit of both.
Huh. And then you came back. And then what happened then?
Got out of the military in May of 2006 and started the company about 3 months later. And so with really no experience besides the discipline to figure it out, I read a few books and figured I can do this.
Huh. And how translatable were the skills in the military to the business world?
Well, I can tell you that it all seems easier when you've seen combat and gone through some of the experiences. The business does get difficult. The business is hard. There's cycles of real estate and the economy, et cetera. I've seen a few of those in 20 years, but it's for sure translatable from just the grit, the tenacity, the hard work, the stick-to-itiveness, if you will, of just doing, and I think the listening first. We do try and be very disciplined around that, and of not making sure everybody knows our story, but understanding other people's story and being empathetic and sympathetic and doing what we do, which is buy houses.
Well, that's a great application on the commercial side, but I can imagine, I didn't serve in the military. My dad was a 20-year vet in the Air Force, but that the mission is going to go as well as we communicate. Like, we all need to know what we're doing and who's going to do what, where, when, right?
Exactly, and I think communication is key, and so that's what we really try and impart, is not just say it on the air or say it on a TV commercial, is get to come out and understand. I mean, we book a good bit of time to come out and talk with these folks. They want to tell us what they want, and they want us to listen. And honestly, if you're selling or you're buying a house from someone that's lived there for any period of time, 20, 30, 40 years, that house has a lot of stories, and people want to talk about it, and we want to hear about it.
You know, my folks are selling their house, and it's really hard, you can imagine. Although, I suppose if it's the case where the family, the owners are deceased, and now the adult children maybe are trying to manage the property, that's one thing. But if it's a family that is just leaving the property and they want the convenience that you provide, that still is an emotional time for everybody involved, isn't it?
It's an emotional time, and a lot of it's a lot of sometimes working through difficult relationships, especially when you've got children. In this example you mentioned, having different heirs to the house or the estate, sometimes you're having to play kind of middleman and understand what each sibling wants. If it's a brother and sister or aunt and uncle or whoever, oftentimes we're playing kind of the middleman phone tag to make sure everybody's happy to get what they want from the house. And it's not always price. Sometimes it's that convenience factor. Oftentimes it is.
And you say business is pretty good for you all?
Business is pretty good. You know, the Chicagoland real estate market, at least for the sector we play in, which oftentimes is under that $500,000 price point. You know, that's where a lot of people are going because rates are high right now if you're a buyer. And so we're going to find you probably in our price range somewhere because you may have to buy down a little bit because the rate is so high. But so under that price band, I guess, if you will, throughout the Chicagoland suburbs, got a lot of houses we're buying, a lot of houses we're selling. So it's been good.
Do you go to Rockford? Do you go to Peoria? No.
No, yet. I think most of the time we'll go out as far as probably DeKalb, Sycamore area, which gets out there quite a ways. It's hard to serve the entire Northern Illinois. I would call it the collar counties of Chicago. Pretty heavy, still in Cook, and then obviously all those other counties surrounding.
Any last thing you just want to say to the men and women that are serving our country as we get close to the 250-year anniversary here?
Yeah, I've got my special polo on today, my 1,000 flags shirt. I'm happy to be an American, I'm proud of our country. It's certainly not perfect. We've got flags out the windows. People are proud to be in Chicago and celebrate the 4th of July. It's hot, as it should be. I was just passing our house today as we were coming out here, and you know, you look at the cornfields and you see that it's supposed to be knee-high by 4th of July. It's about chest-high out by us. So,
yeah. Out by Yorkville?
Out by Yorkville. It's nice and high. But yeah, it's hot. Proud of our country. Happy birthday, America. Grateful for our independence, for sure, and our freedom. Certainly, we don't take that for granted.
Yeah. I got my friend Joanne Johnson listening in Sauminock. And, you know, I used to live in Sandwich and worked in Plano at WSPY out there in Yorkville. So it's good to see you. And I forgot that you're still living out there.
Yeah. We live in Yorkville. And people say, where do you live? I said, well, way out in Yorkville. You know, I didn't get out there. It's about an hour and a half from here. But we like it. A lot more cornfield than people, at least for now. And, you can get out to Sauminock. You get real into God's country out there, and the cornfields get lost. So
yes. Sauminock, if you're not familiar, is a suburb of Pawpaw. Well, continued success. It's nice to see your beautiful daughters with you, and I've met your sons and your wife, too. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and have
you
a
too.
Great year.
Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That's Jeff from JeffBuysYourHouse.com.